Dominic Dang, the courageous Chinese archbishop, was imprisoned for 21 years for nothing more than his loyalty to Christ and Christ's one true church. After 5 years of solitary confinement in a windowless damp cell, the archbishop was told by his jailers that he could leave it for a few hours to do whatever he wanted. 5 years of solitary confinement, and he had a couple of hours to do what he wanted. What would it be? A hot shower? A change of clothes? Certainly a long walk outside? A chance to call or write to family? What would it be? The jailer asked him. I would like to say Mass, replied Archbishop Tang. We celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, popularly known as Corpus Christi. This special feast is celebrated in remembrance of Jesus, who gave his life for our salvation. This feast also reminds us of Jesus' institution of the Holy Eucharist and his command to celebrate this. There are three central mysteries of the Catholic faith. The first is Jesus himself, God who became man and died for us. The second is the Trinity, and the third is the Eucharist. The feast that we celebrate today is designed to heighten our awareness of the reality of Jesus present under the forms of bread and wine. As we have listened to the gospel reading, while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took up, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus commanded us to celebrate the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, to eat his body and drink his blood. We have numerous Eucharistic miracles and thousands of stories that can be told about the Eucharist and its reality. These stories speak to an experience of the risen Lord encountered in times of trials. This feast of the Eucharist affords us the opportunity to give God collective thanks for Christ's abiding presence with us, which is made visible in the Eucharist. It is also an opportunity for us to seek a better understanding of the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, since the Eucharist is a sacrament of life. Saint Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "All who eat and drink in an unworthy manner, without discerning the Lord's body, eat and drink judgment against themselves." For this reason, many of us are weak and ill, and some have died. Eucharist makes present for us the saving death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are able to be part of the act of redemption that occurred on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. We remember that sacrifice of Jesus and give thanks for it. At the same time, we may drive the sense of spiritual freedom that comes from that event. Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist both as sacramental banquet and sacrificial offering. As a sacrament, the Eucharist is a visible sign that gives us God's grace and God's life and God as a meal. The Eucharist nourishes our souls. As a sacrifice, the Eucharist celebration is a representation or reenactment of Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary, completed in his resurrection and ascension. We offer Jesus' sacrifice to God the Father for the remission of our sins using signs and symbols. Saint Peter Julian Eymar, you must have heard, the apostle of the Eucharist and founder of our congregation, the Blessed Sacrament Fathers. He wrote a letter. He says, what name does Jesus give himself? I am the bread of life. What a name. Only he himself could call himself that. An angel would have called him according to the qualities that he had, Lord and Word. But bread, he would not dare. Oh, bread of life, that is his name. And that's the whole of him, present and future. Present, he is crushed like the grain of wheat, shifted like a flour. Future, it will act like bread with its properties on our bodies. Now I understand that the Eucharist is the marvel of marvels, and the prophet could sing, God is admirable in his great works. Let us examine if Jesus really has the properties of bread. Bread does three things in our life. It nourishes us, it strengthens us, and it rejoices. So now I am saying that Jesus does these three things in our life. So what we learn from this feast is, let us appreciate the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist by receiving him with true repentance for our sins, due preparation and reverence. By receiving Holy Communion, we become Christ bearers, as Mary was, with the duty of conveying Christ to others at home, in the workplace, and everywhere else through love, mercy, forgiveness, and humble, self-giving, and sacrificial service. So let us offer our lives on the altar along with Jesus' sacrifice, asking pardon for our sins and limitations, expressing gratitude for the blessings we have received, and presenting our needs and petitions on the altar. Let us today approach the Eucharist with a more lively faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and we shall experience therein God's saving power and transforming love.